We're at the 2014 Farm Progress Show here at Boone, Iowa. We're in the Iowa Soybean Association display here at Farm Progress Show. We're going to visit with Ed Anderson. Ed is Senior Director of Supply and Production Systems with ISA. Ed, let's talk about your programs. Now, your title basically means you direct research, right?
That's correct, Ken. Yeah, and thanks. And it's good to talk with you. I appreciate the opportunity. And welcome to the Iowa Soybean Association tent. For the last year and a half or so, the Iowa Soybean Association has worked really hard to integrate some outstanding research programs that we've had for the last 10, 15 years. One being the on-farm research program, where our staff work very closely with farmer participants to do on-farm replicated strip trials. We have industry partners that are either contributing product or opportunities for those guys to evaluate cropping systems and different production practices and products. Then the other group is the Environmental Programs and Services Group. That group also has been around for a while doing really great work in the areas of sustainability and conservation practices, water quality management, nutrient management. And clearly there are opportunities for these two groups to remain independent in some of their research, but to bring it all together and help farmers to be competitive by being productive and profitable in a very sustainable way. So we've really tried to integrate. Beyond that, the research programs are we sponsor a lot of contract research with our checkoff dollars at universities. Iowa State University gets a lot of our support, and we partner very closely with them on high priority key issues for soybean, the industry, and for farmers in particular. But then beyond that, the North Central region, there is a North Central Soybean Research Program with 12 states in the Midwest that come together and contribute some of their dollars and support good research across the region.
So with the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, I imagine this becomes a big focus for your group.
Yeah, it increasingly so too, and timing is everything. So yesterday the governor announced the formation of the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance, IAWA, and Iowa Soybean Association is pivotal in partnering with the other farm organizations across the state in providing leadership and coordination around the communication and opportunities to help farmers to adopt best practices and continuous improvement practices in the water quality and nutrient management space. And we're working with Iowa State, the Nutrient Center at Iowa State, and IDALs and lots of farmer groups and farmers and organizations and agencies across the state and the region and the nation.
As we were talking here, a big part of your job, it sounds like, is to make sure that there isn't a lot of duplication of effort going on.
Yeah, thanks for that reminder, because you're right. The farmers have, at the state, regional, and national levels, farmers have made it very clear that they value research, they want to fund research, they want to learn and benefit from research, but they really want to get the best return on their investment, and they're really driving, they're asking us to do a good job in reducing redundancy, avoid duplication, and make sure the research that's being done locally and regionally and nationally is complementary and extending in its reach.